Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Yvonne M. Prosper, and it is with great pleasure that I come and I bring you the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. We're so excited to have you guys here today. And the topic is even more exciting because, you know, us women, poets or not, artists or not, we love fashion. And it's very, very important to always look our best. It can make and break even an opportunity for us if we're not at our tip-top shape in terms of communication, in terms of our business strategy and in terms of what we're trying to present, and also what we're wearing. All of that can be a major distraction as to how we connect with our audience, how we can deliver our message, and what people take away from us. So it's with great pleasure that we actually have some help on this topic. I was able to connect with this young lady. How I connected with her was we had, for Domestic Violence Month, we had Mr. Floyd Boykin out of St. Louis, who is also in charge of Spoken Vision, a poetry magazine. If you guys have not picked it up, shame on you. Go ahead and go pick it up today. And one thing that he always does, which I truly, truly admire, he's definitely a visionary, is he not only speaks on just what the poet does and delivers in terms of their art, but also their entrepreneurial skills, their ability to bring a crowd and connect with folks for a long period of time. And also, he dwells in the area of fashion. And he has a yearly event where it's dedicated to visions in fashion. And we scour the nation looking for those who represent vision, those who represent fashion in a dynamic way. And a young lady that he was able to connect with is Miss Mimi Irvin, which we have her on the show. Amazing woman, fashion blogger. She's also an engineer when she has, like, it's like that Superman outfit, you know. She goes into work in the morning at the Daily Planet as an engineer and comes out this beautiful fashionista. Even going in, she's a beautiful fashionista. And she has this real corporate chic style to her because she is in corporate America, but she has this very good eye for fashion and designed a blog by the call of My Label, and that is also the name of her company, which is spelled M-E-Y-E for My Label. And through there, she's been able to be such a blessing to so many people and also was named Top Visions in Fashion's representative 2 years in a row. Awesome. And, I mean, when you see her hair, it's just phenomenal. So we have her today. She's going to talk to us about what corporate chic should look like, especially the theme is for Valentine's Day, looking regal for Valentine's Day. So we're happy to have her. And one thing I know she'll be covering is how she was able to coin 15,000 followers in a very, very short period of time, less than a year. So I can't wait to hear that. And I know you guys have your ears open wide just to learn about that as well. And that's just a feat that Nat can do. We're proud of her for doing that, and we're going to actually have her on the show with us to discuss that. Again, shout out to Miracle Lab last night. It was a phenomenal event at Bailey Contemporary Art with the host, Renda Ryder, and look out for more events upcoming from him, and we'll talk about that as we talked about it last week and other weeks to come. Please check out Night of Soul in West Palm Beach at Exit 69 Lounge, support the arts. And then, of course, we have our event, Regal Poet, in association with the JOC shows. And From the Mouth of Babes, which is a nonprofit, we have the Poetry Rock Soul Fest that has 7 acts, and it's dedicated around the hottest poets, hottest soul bands, and the hottest alternative rock that we have out there. So I'm so excited. February 21st, Eucalyptus Gardens, hosted by myself, Amon and Prosper, and it's just going to be a beautiful night. And the venue, if you haven't looked online on my Facebook, all the pictures that I've posted up, people are falling in love with the picture that I'm putting up because it's just a beautiful place. So now that we got all of that housekeeping out of the way, let's go ahead and go into the show, Getting Corporate Chic and Valentine's Day Regal with Miss Mimi Irvin. I'm going to go ahead and have Miss Mimi come on the line. Bear with me 1 second as I put her on with us. Just have to hit talk. And she can get on here with us. Make sure you check her information out and everything that we have that we learned from her on the Regal Poet page, on the Facebook page. We'll post some things on Twitter, Instagram, of course, and we're just excited to have her. And you'll check her out also on mylabel.com. So, Miss Mimi, do we have you on the line with us? Okay, while we have her coming up, we're going to go ahead and take a short break and then call her in, dial her in, and we can continue. So let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show.
You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imon M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art, but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path, but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artists fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imon M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artist who spends their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poet to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imon M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon, on blogtalkradio.com/Regal Poet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets, with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. So make your lunch hour powerful and come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the Regal Poet Radio Show. So glad to have you back and so glad that we were able to get Miss Mimi Irvin on the line with us as well. Are you with us, Miss Mimi?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
I'm well, a little under the weather, but I'm good.
Oh, good. Yeah, you were saying that you were feeling so well. But so thank you so much. Even more, thank you so much for coming on. Even though you're feeling under the weather. And how was Texas today?
Actually, the weather is a little chilly around in the 50s, 50 degrees, so that's kind of nice for Houston weather.
Yeah, that is. I think we're sharing the same kind of weather, which is strange. It was very strange in Miami. So thank you so much for being on the show. We're so excited to have you. We are so ready and eager to hear what you have for us for Valentine's Day and anyone, any artist that's out there waiting to get corporate chic. So you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all the listeners that are out there during your lunch hour. Again, my name is Mimi Irvin, and I was approached to, you know, give you some fashion savvy advice, I guess, from a high, mid to low range on how I approach fashion. My label is basically an umbrella to a corporate chick of what I created just on a whim. And basically a corporate chick, in my view, is a woman who is confident within herself while adding flavor, you know, in corporate attire but on a budget. So therefore, my label was born to spread the message not only to just corporate women, but to all women. So when you think about fashion, we do have some areas where it comes, you know, some people focus on high name brand areas as well as mid brands, but I approach it the same way. You know, when you're out and about in the department stores or what have you, I go automatically to the clearance rack and even in the boutiques. I have the vision of why do you have to pay full price for an item, almost the same aspect of buying a car, so to speak. You can pick your area. You can find the high-end pieces also at consignment shops. And if you're in your city, you know, you can try your most affluent suburb areas, and that is where you truly can find your most treasure pieces and amazing pieces. Especially during this time of year, you can get a lot of sequins. I mean, for Valentine's Day, you have your reds and your pinks or whatnot. You can step outside the box with different colors, but you can definitely find different pieces in those consignment area stores as well. I also like the aspect of, you know, you can buy things once from the high-end to the mid-end brand. Sometimes buying out of season is also well. You can obtain the good quality coats and textures, and those are the pieces that will last. So, you know, sometimes you have to bite the bullet and spend a little more on those items, but those are the one-time items that you can have for a while in your closet as well. So basically, from a high to mid-range area, if that's your focus, if you love your name brand, like I said, I would approach the clearance racks as well as, you know, sell items and consignment stores because you can definitely find your great pieces there. For those that follow me, my niche is basically resale and thrift stores. I wouldn't necessarily say this is for the low-end pieces because I find a lot of name brand items there as well, and they're awesome pieces. Overall, when you're approaching this aspect, you have to basically have a think-outside-the-box mindset. Google can be your best friend when you're trying to locate your resale shops in your city. You can also try different garage sales. That's where you can find other pieces that are very good. But you have to have an eye. I call it scanning because once you can also get overwhelmed with the endless options that you have. You can look for colors or fabrics that are your favorite that can help scale down your search. You basically have to keep a very open mind. And when you're dealing with resale stores, you do have to inspect the pieces, and you may have to upcycle it, meaning you would have to probably get it tailored in some sort of way. The favorite that I really love to look for, or I guess you could say my genre of fashion is vintage. You'll be amazed that vintage pieces are actually made very well, and they actually hold their value. To me, vintage pieces is bringing something to life again. It's something that's in the older era, and my favorite is the 70s. It's a classic lifetime piece, which also can be incorporated into different holiday or special events, such as, like you said, Valentine's Day is coming up. being able to incorporate that vintage look, you know, with your scarf or your hat to make it classy is always a good way to represent, I believe. To sum it up, basically, from your high to mid to low brands, you don't have to pay full price. You may have to buy out of season, and you definitely have to think outside the box. For the artist, you know, if you're bold enough to actually wear your dazzling pieces to the office, as such as myself, you know, I will wear a sequin jacket or some awesome vintage blouse or what have you. You could move that straight from the office if you have to go on your Valentine's date as well on a night scene, and you can change it up with another pair of shoes. You could pin your hair up to the side and add that sexiness flair that you want to once you move on to the nightlife. So I hope that you have enjoyed that as far as being able to achieve shopping, you know, on a dime, on a budget, looking fabulous. And be sure you can also check me out. I do showcase my daily corporate attire on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Official Corporate Chick on Instagram and Corporate Chick on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. I was jotting it down. Make sure I always have a number for a tailor.
Right.
My pieces, yeah. Take care of your stuff. I wrote everything down. So we got it. Definitely we'll check out the blog. Now, speaking of the blog, you know that the show is dedicated to the entrepreneurial spirit of the artist. So that would be your realm as well. And you was able to kind of coin 15,000 followers in a very, very short period of time. I know some of it. Could you go ahead and go into what you think the secret sauce to that, so that we can build up our following and keep them, and how to keep them engaged?
Definitely. You know, I actually started the blog on a whim. I mean, I've always loved to dress, and many people are like, Mimi, you know, why don't you blog about your clothing and whatnot? And like I said, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But then I decided to. I went to Europe. I was in Europe for 14 months. And when I returned back to the States, you know, I said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to go ahead and start showcasing what I wear in corporate America. I came back natural, so I had been natural for less than a year at that time. And even though I started it on a whim, my ultimate goal was to inspire women that you can look nice, you can actually have your own creative style, you can have your natural hair, and you can still be professional in corporate America. And I started that on Facebook, and organically it just evolved in its own. You know, I got positive feedback from the followers, and to my surprise, it just went from there. Then I joined Instagram, and that in a whole other world just went off on its own. And I am so grateful and appreciative of the followers. And, again, I think for the bloggers that are out there, it's all about consistency. It's being true to who you are. You know, you've heard the term stay in your lane. And the thing about it is, if you're passionate about what you do, your followers will embrace that. They will see the realness behind you and your brand. So I think that's the key thing. You know, you have some bloggers or some people who feel like or just write about anything, and you have to really feel about what you're writing about and the message that you're sending. Again, it's consistent. It's about passion, because if it's not, it definitely won't hold true to what you're trying to get across to the followers out on the scene.
Wow. Awesome. And my last question before I let you go back to your engineering position, we love hearing women in engineering, women in science. I'm trying to get my daughter to see the light. and you've achieved many, many accolades, which I have not mentioned, as an engineer. And, you know, we send our kudos to that as well. You know, you were the first what was the title?
Well, in my job right now, we have a global leadership training course at the company that I work for, and right now we have around 43,000 employees at our at the job that I work at, and there is a total of maybe 50. I think now we're at 55 globally of leaders within the company. So I'm the first Black female, and still only the Black female in that associated group.
Wow, amazing. Awesome. And I know that that's part of just you being passionate as well and going for it. So the last question I'd like to ask, as an entrepreneur, you've been doing this for 14 months and then some, but professionally for 14 months, what would you say you've learned within the last 14 months? Like, oh, I wish I would have known that before, but now that I'm doing it, this is going to help me grow professionally.
Actually, my other phone is ringing. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What I've learned actually is just being able to. Well, I've actually become comfortable in my own skin. You know, being confident and comfortable takes time with growth. Especially as a woman, you're learning and, you know, hearing different things, you're seeing different individuals that you and your peers that you are working with. But the thing about it is, you know, it's good to prepare from a positive standpoint to see where you want to be, but you cannot be in the point where you're comparing to, say, where it's turning into a envy or a jealous or whatnot. You have to get to stand on your own. And I think that throughout the blogging aspect of that, you can get overwhelmed with so many of the different bloggers out there, and you can somewhat get yourself, you know, in a self-doubt situation, and you have to remain true and just, like I said, again, staying in your lane. From a professional standpoint, in my corporate daily job, the same thing, being able to understand what you're doing, perform very well, and the rest will speak for itself. So it's the growth that comes with it, and if you continue to, you know, have faith, keep God first, all that will come in true. And again, people will see your true, genuine heart, and if you go through it through a fake type of way, it'll be demonstrated as well.
Wow. Thank you. Very, very impressive words, very powerful words as well. Thank you. We take that all to heart. Well, Mimi, thank you so much. Say hello to everyone in Texas for us. Have a great Valentine's Day with your family, your husband, and your kids. And thank you for all of the tips, and we'll keep following you.
Awesome. Thank you. And remember to dress the part, shop smart.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you. Wasn't that awesome? I know that you guys got a lot of information from that, and we'll continue. Let's go ahead and go into our Poet of the Week. I think it's only fitting that we listen to someone that we will be that we'll be listening to at the Poetry Rock Soul Fest on the 21st, which is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Time is just flying. So I am excited to deliver such great, unique folks to the area. So I'm going to start off. We're going to do this week and next week, of course. I'm going to start off with our band from actually St. Augustine, and that's the Virginia Rose Band. They're an alternative band, and they have this awesome, awesome new track that they've been performing everywhere, and they'll be delivering that, of course, that night. The name of the piece is called Make Believe, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So check it out. Welcome back to the Regal Puppet Regal Show. We are just so glad to have you guys come out, and I hope that you were able to get a vast sense of what presentation is about. At the end of the day, we really want to make sure that not only are you delivering a great message to your folks, but you're also delivering a great package as well. And that's something that we will continue to cover on the Regal Poet Radio Show and continue to deliver. So thank you so much for coming out and spending your lunch with us. Next week we'll have we talk about all of the events and festivities that will be happening on the 21st. From myself, we'll be covering Black Tech Week with Code Fever, and we'll be covering All Fed, which is a program dedicated to the homeless, who are having a homeless drive from the 23rd to the 27th. So we have a jam-packed week next week. So please stay tuned, and we can't wait to see you next week. Enjoy the rest of the day.
We now come to the end of another dynamic episode of the Regal Poets Radio Show. I truly hope you enjoyed yourselves and learned something that inspires you, educates you, and empowers you to take your art form to the next level. The pieces you have heard today will be the featured videos on our YouTube channel at Regal Poet under the Regal Poet of the Week playlist. Leave a comment and a like. More importantly, share on the social media you use or just send an email to a friend or a colleague of the playlist and of one of our Regal notes off of Facebook, also under Regal Poet. That's spelled REGALPOETE. If there's a poem you would like to share that inspired you to love poetry, a poet who fits the bill as a great entrepreneur, or a topic you would like to hear on our show, please feel free to contact us at regalpoet, REGALPOETE, at gmail.com, or leave us a voice message at 772-245-POET. That's 772-245-7638. We also like photos of our Regal Poets looking fabulous, so you can tag us with hashtag Regal Poet, where we'll find it on all of the photo apps from Instagram to Flickr. We will see it. We're on all of those. This program is being made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. If you'd like to be a member of the Regal Poet family, please leave a donation through PayPal with our email, REGALPOETE. At gmail.com as the recipient. Again, thank you for listening. Tune in next week where we will be featuring another Regal Poet of the Week. Enjoy the rest of your lunch and always remember what poet Walt Whitman says. There are two selves, the public self and the real self, the regal self. Regal poets say, be yourself, be regal.